This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
Welcome to the free version of the Michael Savage podcast, and I'm going to keep it free for all of you. But there are many of you who would love to be able to listen to my show without any ads. I love ads, but many of you want to listen to the podcast free of ads. So we created something for you, a solution. We call it the Savage Premium. For less than the price of one flat, tasteless beer at your local bar, you can receive access to all of my podcasts going back years ad-free for just $3.99. That's it, $3.99 a month. You'll get not only my ad-free podcast, but you will also occasionally receive access to material that is exclusive for members only, and I'm going to give you the list in a minute of what you've missed. You're going to get an occasional monologue from me, maybe a reading from one of my novels, sneak peeks of interviews before anyone else hears them, archive pieces dating back to 1994. Many things that come up, you're going to get exclusive access to Michael Savage material. Details can be seen on my website, michaelsavage.com, and if you want to join, all you got to do is go to glow.fm and search Savage Premium. That's glow.fm and search Savage Premium. Now, you will always have access to my free weekly podcast. I want to be clear about that. That's my promise to you. But if you want less ads and more Savage, join the Savage Premium Club today and never miss a spoken word of mine. It's glow.fm/savagepremium. You can find it on michaelsavage.com. And here's some of the stuff that you have missed so far. Michael Savage reading from his best-selling novel, Countdown to Mecca. My words, my voice. Savage reads from one of his lost journals, Fiji, 1968. Savage's first drive time show, Hour One. My interview with the Jewish gangster, very popular. I read from my first written published article, Who Is at the Helm, from 1965. It's heard nowhere but on my premium site. I read passages from my novel, Abuse of Power. We replayed Fat Al's Tuna. My Savage show from 324.94, the earliest show in the archive, 324.94. My interview with Donald Trump from 110.2011. 110.2011, while Mark Levin was mocking him and Sean Hannity was mocking him and the others were mocking him, I was interviewing Trump. Much more. And remember, subscribers also get ad-free podcasts every week. The cost is less than a beer at a bar, and you get a better buzz with the Savage Premium. So go to glow.fm/savagepremium for full access to ad-free podcasts and exclusive sound you'll not hear anywhere else. Thank you very much. Here's the Savage Nation. Let's go to the callers immediately. Time is short. Line 6, go ahead, please. What's on your mind, sir?
I have a question for Bernie Sanders. I need to know, what is the difference between a Democrat, socialist, and a progressive liberal? And for Christ's sake, why did you go soft on the Second Amendment? Why did you let Hillary Clinton make you go soft? You used to be a supporter of the Second Amendment. I don't understand.
Well, I'll answer your first question first, because the second one is a little antagonistic, frankly. The first question is, what's the difference between a progressive and a socialist, I think? It's very simple. Very, very simple. Socialist believes in taking what is rightfully the possession of those who worked for it and taking it and giving it to the bums in society, the losers and the stupid. That simply is what socialism is. A progressive, on the other hand, not only wants to take income from those who worked for it and give it to the losers and the dummies, but they want to shoot them as well. Now, what was the second question?
why did you go soft on the Second Amendment? You let Hillary Clinton make you switch your stance. You
have been I personally find that very offensive. I did not go soft on anything. That implies I am impotent. I will tell you right now, I do not use Viagra. I do not use any sexual enhancement pill whatsoever. I have not had sex in the last 150 years, number two. But that is aside from the fact. The fact is, I did not go soft on the Second Amendment. I come from a rural state of Vermont, where many, many people hunt. Many people have hunting rifles. I myself don't. I have never shot a BB gun. In fact, when I hear a hunting rifle go off, I have to call my psychiatrist or 911. But that is my personal belief, my personal fears, because I am from Brooklyn. And the gun, to me, was always a dangerous thing to the people that elected me, the morons in Vermont, who fell for the shtick that I give. Okay, I got to throw them a bone, so I talk about guns as though they matter. I hate them all. I think they should take them and throw them in the ocean. But I can't say it. They throw me out of the Senate. Any other questions? Thank you for the call. Not bad. Come on. WABC Rich, go ahead, please. What's your comment?
Okay, Bernie. Last night during the debate, you said that you were for recreational marijuana. Now, I make more than $20,000 a year. How am I supposed to pay for that when 99.99.99% of my money is going to taxes?
Oh, you mean... Okay, I got to answer as Bernie now. Well, look, under my new tax plan, marijuana will be provided for free by the government. It will be government farms growing the marijuana so people can enjoy the medicine of the marijuana. We'll be giving it out in lozenges and candies of different kinds down to the age of 9. Any under 9, I think, is a little too dangerous at this time, because 99% of the scientists agree that marijuana is safe for everyone up above the age of 9. The scientists we have found at NYU, who are stoned out of their gourd most of the time, have all determined that anyone from 9 up can have sex with anybody, and they can smoke marijuana with impunity because it's good for them. It is like a medication, and therefore very much required by a sane and humane government, which we're going to give out. So you ask a question for which I've given an answer, in the sense that you don't have to worry about paying. We're going to take care of it. We're going to grow it in Indiana and give it away for nothing.
Oh my gosh, Dr. Savage, you're amazing. You just proved another point why these people that's running for office shouldn't even be there. I don't understand.
You know, I'll tell you, what's funny about Bernie and my attempts at imitating him, and they were better in the first hour. I get a little tired by hour three. My Bernie is better in hour one than hour two, and better than the three. But Stefan on KSFO, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Bernie? I got a question. I was eating one of your tuna sandwiches that you made me, and I was thinking how smart you are, and I was thinking, isn't it the white man who caused global warming since he invented all the combustion engines that we're seeing today causing all this global warming?
Absolutely. It started with the Volta, developed the Volt. He invented the Volt. Then diesel. You had the diesel engine invented by a white man. Every invention, virtually every invention of civilization, is pollutes was invented by the white man. And there's only one solution to the problem, and that is not so much to harm the inventor, because he's been dead 200 years. No, we have to take it out of his ancestors, his descendants, rather. You must find and seek out the inventor of electricity, the telephone, the telegraph, and hunt them down and make them pay back for what their ancestors did to the atmosphere and the environment. Then you'll have global retribution, global balance. That's the only solution.
Beautiful. Bernie, you're so smart, buddy.
Yeah, I really like, of all of the Bernie stuff I've did over this week, the best one was the deli man, where Bernie talks about tongue and pickles. That was my best one, because that's closer to where his mentality is at.
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Line 7, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yeah, Bernie, I'd like to ask you a question about national defense.
Okay, what's the question? What's the question?
Well, the question is, if it came down to that the only way to protect the United States was a nuclear strike in one of the Middle Eastern countries, would you be able to push the button, Bernie?
Absolutely not. I'm totally opposed to nuclear weapons. I want a nuclear-free world. A nuclear weapon can ruin your entire day. I've been against nuclear weapons since the 1960s when I was an anti-war activist. I was never against the brave troops, but I was against the war. I am totally against bombs of any kind, whether they be stink bombs or atomic bombs. Now, that raises the question of how I would fight ISIS. We admit ISIS is filled with people who lack economic opportunity, and because of global warming, the desert was created a very long time ago. Remember that. Go back in time, and you will see that that was once a forested area in the Middle East. This is a direct example of why global warming must be stopped right now. Because if it wasn't for global warming and the trees dying, there would be trees and orchards in the Middle East rather than sand. And as a result of the global warming, from going back to the Pleistocene, you have a lot of violent Arabs who are miserable and unhappy from the heat and the lack of air conditioning. And to answer your question simply, no, I would not nuke them. I would offer them jobs. I would do a job creation program in the Middle East. I know an awful lot about jobs, although I've never held one. I know a lot about it. That's your answer. Thank you. 855-400-7282, line number 2, David on WJR in Detroit. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, a question for Bernie Sanders. I was wondering, the Obama administration, under that administration, the relationship between law enforcement and the general public has been stressed and strained, to say the least. What would you do to heal that relationship?
Well, there's no question in my mind that the police have overreacted their entire life in this country. The first thing I would do is make all police in America give up their weapons and understand what it's like to be an unarmed civilian walking in these dangerous neighborhoods. That's first of all. Let them walk in the shoes of the others. There is an Indian statement that I know from Vermont. Do not criticize a man until you have walked in his own moccasins. So I would definitely say that the police should give up their weapons, number one. And number two, they must apologize to all the people who have been incarcerated in this nation, in this great nation, for crimes they may or may not have committed. But the fact is, there is an adage I learned in the gutters of New York that is still 100% true. It is known very well in the socialist circles in which I ran. I would rather 99 guilty people go free than one innocent man be found guilty. And I stand by that. And that stands also for ISIS. I'd rather 99 bombers mutilate and kill and cut people's heads off than take one innocent Arab and put him into jail. That's what I stand for. That's why I understand things that you could never understand. And that's why I will be the next president of the United States of America. Thank you very much. That was not bad. I would redo it slightly, but it wasn't bad. It was pretty good, but the shrimp is starting to affect my brain. John on KSFO, welcome to the program. What's your question or comment?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Mr. Sanders how he can justify it being a Caucasian person that's saying that only Black Lives Matter.
Well, because, in fact, the truth is, if you read Animal Farm, you find out that in Animal Farm, some animals are more equal than others. And the fact of the matter is, in order to get the vote that I need, I have to appeal to people who are racist, who scream things like this, or else they won't vote. We all know the Democrats are dying in America across the country. And the only way to get them to vote is to appeal to the worst of them. That's all.
Yeah, see, I can't do Bernie today. It's shifting between, I did great Bernies yesterday, the day before, because I was depressed, low blood sugar, had a migraine, and it worked. Today, I feel too good. I may not even be able to do radio anymore. I feel too good. It must be, I don't know what it is. When I wake up and I get up for a sunrise, I mean, I'm feeling so good that I may have to see a doctor. Something is wrong. I do feel great. It's that comedian thing. Rhett on WVNN Radio. Go ahead, please. You have a question for Bernie Sanders?
Yes. First thing, I want to congratulate you on your book. And this is a three-part question for Bernie Sanders. First part is, I heard that...
Let me interrupt you right now. Three-part questions are set-up questions I learned a long time ago in my street days. Please simplify and make it one question.
Okay. I heard you made $2 million off donations after the debate. I'm wondering if you, since you're a Democratic Socialist, if you plan on sharing that money with the other candidates, or even if you plan on sharing...
Well, I can cut you off right now. The typical right-wing lie, I did not make a dime off donations. It goes to my fund. My fundraising is all small grassroots efforts. We're creating a prairie fire in this country. That is absurd. Not my wife or I ate one pickle from the money we raised.
And I was wondering also if you plan on giving any of that money to Jim Webb, knowing that you're a draft dodger, but of course you support the military, apparently.
Well, typical right-wing question. Of course not. I'm not going to give Jim Webb nothing. The man has plenty of money on his own. What does he need me for? I intend not to give away a dime because I'm going to spend every nickel of the money I raise from the good American people in order to make sure this income inequality disappears in this country. Not by giving it away, but by talking about it, by traveling, by flying, by eating big dinners wherever I go. This is how I'm going to solve income inequality. Thank you very much for your right-wing question. What's part two?
Oh, no, part two was just wondering. You answered all my questions. Thank you, Bernie.
Very nice. Very good. See, no one likes it today. I don't have his voice down today. I'm off. I don't know. I feel too good. That's the problem. I don't know what it is. I woke up feeling good, so I can't imitate Bernie Sanders. I can only do Bernie Sanders when I don't feel good. And let's say I'm low blood sugar, anguish, slight headache. I can do him perfectly. Because I think that channels who he actually is, a sick man who walks around in pain and anger and hatred. Well, thank you very much for listening to today's podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it and learned something from it. We have about 400 other episodes available for you to listen to absolutely free. You can go back into our vast library of podcasts and listen to any one of them at any time. And remember this, if you want to listen to my podcast ad-free, sign up for the Savage Premium Membership and get access to ad-free podcasts as well as some premium content from our Savage Archives. How do you sign up for those ad-free podcasts? Please visit michaelsavage.com for a link. Again, thank you for your listenership. This is Michael Savage.